Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. This is our triple option feature here. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Charlie, I'm going to throw it to you. You can go first.
Starting with triple option here, guys. I'm going with Matt Judon, who signed with the or got traded to the Falcons last week, obviously, for a third-round pick. Albert Breer, who's a national NFL reporter, Cullen still sent this to me, one addendum to the Patriots-Falcons trade of last week, New England believing the Bears and Falcons were in a similar category, and with a third-round offers from both gave Matthew Judon his choice of being dealt to Atlanta or Chicago. And as we all know, Judon picked Atlanta over the Bears. So all the hype about the Bears and all these fans that are so excited that, oh, the Bears are going to be Super Bowl contenders in Caleb Williams' first year, let's slow down the brakes a little bit. Let's see if they can make the playoffs first and foremost. And then Mark Raimondi, who we had on last week after, you know, the Falcons made that splash signing of Justin Simmons as well, to pair with Judon as two big offseason acquisitions on the defensive side of the ball, put this out. Matt Judon had his introductory press conference today, and when he was asked about a new contract, it's a very stark difference from what we've seen from someone like Hassan Reddick, who got sent to the Jets and he's demanding a new deal. With Matt Judon, he said, "The Falcons know nothing about me as a football player or man. They know me, my previous resume. I can't really demand or ask for anything I haven't worked for. I'm going to work for it." This is a guy that is just two seasons removed from 15 and a half sacks. He had 12 and a half sacks the season before that. Obviously, injuries kind of derailed his 2023 campaign. But another thing that I also realized, he's a Baton Rouge native. I didn't really know that, but Matt Judon, obviously very motivated to prove himself and get back out there and perform for the Falcons.
And if he can stay healthy, the Falcons got something they haven't had in a while. Well, that's a guy that can come off the edge.
Well, you just made look at the PR statement he just made. The fans would embrace that. Are you kidding? Atlanta don't know who I am. I'm going to show you who I am. And then I'll be rewarded.
It's confident.
I mean, what fan doesn't like that? I mean, come on.
So basically, he's in the same spot Chase Young is in. Except
yes?
Chase is much younger.
Yeah. And I think, listen, if you could tell me right now, I think they both have success. I think, you know, who succeeds
and
who
don't? Who's been
the
most impressive player on the Saints team you've seen in preseason? It is preseason.
No, because you got to count the practices. And what they've done day in and day out, it ain't even close, is Chase Young.
Exactly.
Now, it might be, I would be impressive, too, if Trevor Penning was blocking me.
You killed Jimmy's deal of patting him on the back.
You got to encourage him because we count on him. But you have to look at who you're whooping. That's what I'm just saying. Who's going against who? You know, like, are you going against one of the Bosa brothers? You know, whether it be with the Chargers or 49ers, who you are you beating even when J.J. Watt was playing? T.J. Watt. Can you win by yourself or do you need help? Now, the thing is, what I said we never need as a Saints team is when you bookend tackles, they both need help. What?
And then you got issues.
It's like you can't help everybody. Then they're going to be totally disruptive, your opponent.
I like what I've seen from Fuaga. I think if the back is not an issue, then I'm telling you, he's going to get beat like any rookie will. He's going to get beat, but you can see the technician, the mechanics with him are so good for a rookie player.
Well, the one thing I was encouraged by, because this should be the case, and you might take this for granted, but you can never take anything for granted. You got to go out there and do it. You know who's gotten better? And it's always either you're getting better or you're getting worse. You never stay the same.
Nope.
And I trust somewhat. It's not the gospel, but it's close to it. And football, Pro Football Focus. Could they look at every snap? I think Chris Collinsworth, and now he and think he owns that company.
He's partial owner.
That is unbelievable what they do. I can tell you right now, you know, had the highest grades, and I would say, well, hell yeah, they should have the highest grades. We're counting on him. Is Eric McCoy and Cesar Ruiz? They kicked ass. Now again, who are they blocking? Is that the normal guy you see in the regular season?
He's the number two.
But they won. But they won. So that's what. I would expect right now where we at on the offensive line. We still trying to get. You always want 5 out of 5. Can we maybe have 4 out of 5? Hopefully 3 out of 5. And right now, look, we got to replace 3 starters on the offensive line. So right now, we can't have a game where there's Carolina against the Cowgirls or going forward in September and all that. Oh, well, we really didn't play that good in the offensive line, but Eric McCoy and Cesar Ruiz didn't have a good game. You know what? They have to have a good game.
Can you lose in that game?
No, they have to be dominant. They have to be like, after this, the grade they got, you need Eric McCoy and Cesar Ruiz. No, they won their battles. And then, therefore, you can run behind them. Remember I said the whole right side of the line with Jamal Williams, like a plus 15, and Trevor Penning was part of that. And then you had a lead blocker and Taysom and all. And look at when you break down that play. Okay, are you winning your one-on-one battles? Who's winning and who's losing? Well, right now, where are we at offensively? And Derek Carr hopes it's a situation that, you know what, I can count on at least McCoy and Cesar Ruiz winning.
Can't lose inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the closest...
You want to step up in the pocket. The closest path to the quarterback is inside.
You always told me I hated it when I got that interior pass rush. No, you can't go nowhere.
You have to be like Michael Vick or like Lamar Jackson to escape. There's no time clock in your head. I know I ain't holding the damn ball. I want to go with it somewhere. But you got to have like 1,001 without to throw it. It can't be like I'm dropping back. And the defensive line is getting penetration in my face and I can't even set up. And then you have no freaking chance. No, you block inside out. You should never get beat on the inside. It all should be wide on the edge. Like, an edge rusher, the tackle's trying to push them wide. Do not ever get beat inside. That's the short path to the quarterback. Do not get beat inside. Whether you're going a center guard gap, guard tackle gap, it has to be outside the tackle. Because a true quarterback, if they know what they're doing, they're going to step up. But when you can't step up, then you're like, man, this is not fun. This is like a damn job. This ain't no, like a little league or a sport I'm playing.
Not everybody's Michael Vick or Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they
get away from. Even Caleb Williams, you can see that, that attribute
in
him.
And the thing is, you can ad-lib, that's all the good in your repertoire, to be able to do that, extend a play. But deep down, the top defense, if they know what they're doing, they're not going to let you do that. Yeah. They're going to make you make throws in the pocket. So you better know what the hell you're doing. So that's why, give me the discipline. Can I make plays in the pocket? And then after that, can I ad-lib? Then you got that. Then you got your cake and eat it too.
Bob, I think the most underrated part of Patrick Mahomes' game is what he does in the pocket.
Oh, without a doubt.
Everybody talks about, okay, he makes a great throw, that behind-the-back stuff. All that's great. But what he does in the pocket, people don't give him enough credit for how accurate he is to throw to the right guy downfield in the pocket.
And not necessarily this is a God-given ability. You know how you want to be balanced, your feet are right, and like Jake Hayden and all, their feet got to be right. Pat Mahomes,
it don't have to be 100%.
Pat feet does not have to be right, and he still can make an accurate throw. There's not too many cats in the world could do that.
That's it for our triple option feature. We'll be back and finishing up in hour number two here on Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.